Action on the way next, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and First Baptist and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Community Concert Association coming up in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And a Community Concert Association Community Connection this morning, and Brandon Lewis in to help me out with that as we kind of get to preview some of the upcoming concerts. You know, before we get to the upcoming concert, it's coming up real soon. There probably is no better buy for musical entertainment anywhere in the country than Community Concert Association.
That's true. Community Concert Association, just going back on the history of things, started here in Bartlesville back in the 20s. Mm-hmm. It's an association that is able to bring affordable entertainment to town. Of course, during the Depression, music had just kind of hit the scene everywhere big time, and that shut everything down.
Well, it was an opportunity, depression-wise, even then, for, I'll say, the musicians, the artists, the musical groups, whatever, to be able to, through knowing that they would have a booking schedule across the country, to play small venues, school auditoriums, high school gyms, places that maybe had never really had, you know, live entertainment professionally before. They'd have to go to Tulsa, someplace else to be able to do that, but now it was showing up in smaller communities across the country, and it was probably originally all through, you know, you buy the season at a great price, and it probably came out, I don't know what the price was then, but it was just a buck or two per performance.
That's about right.
You know,
it just made it to where a whole family or a group of friends or so on and so forth could go out, enjoy the live music they had become accustomed to. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it was kind of a program where, you know, it would drift through in small towns. Mm-hmm. The musicians were happy to do it. Otherwise, they would have gone completely bust.
Yeah, work or not work. I think I'll work.
yeah. So all these concert associations, they started up, booked these guys, you know, a season at a time. And that was the intention was, hey, let's get everybody in together, pool all of our community money together. That's where the name came from, mm-hmm. Community Concert Association. Folks would do that, book these guys, they would come through, play the shows. But like you said, the intention was to do it a season at a time. That's exactly how we do it here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Usually a season ticket runs about $80, which, you know, you get five shows with that. Mm-hmm. So there's probably not much more of a better value out there as far as entertainment goes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do accommodate, you know, individual ticket sales as well. Mm-hmm. Here in Bartlesville, you have two ways of doing that. You can go visit our website, which is bccamusic.org. There is a link for online purchasers for credit card. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can always go down to the Bartlesville Community Center box office. The good folks down there are always willing to do the single ticket sales for us.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy deal. This year, this season, of course, started back in September. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of shows already, and then we'll fire up. We have Shades of Buble, which is kind of a unique deal. It's going to be a Valentine show.
Okay.
Of course, a lot of folks know who Michael Buble is.
Yeah.
Busted on the scene in the early 2000s.
And has a voice that is reminiscent of some of the, I'll say, the folks who sang the standards in the 50s and 60s. I'm thinking kind of a Steve Lawrence type voice that really, you know, gave a little bit of a jazz feel to it, but still played the standard songs that we were familiar with and happy to hear.
That's right. That's right. Extremely popular. Is one of those where, you know, I kind of compare him to, my wife and I, we listen to a lot of Louis Armstrong.
Sure.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, mm-hmm. All those fellas. And so it was neat to see someone from that type of music bust back out on the popular music scene, because, you know, as you and I know, that has not been the popular scene for so long, depending on age demographic, I suppose.
Sure. No, I think that there are songs that have survived the test of time over the decades and are still very popular. You'll tap along to it if you hear it in the background in the restaurant just as an instrumental.
That's right.
You know, and you're happy to hear a well-performed vocal.
You got it. Yeah. You got it. So, of course, we would love to welcome Michael Bublé to Bartlesville, but in his replacement, we have a trio called Shades of Bublé, based out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this group, as I was researching them, I found it interesting how busy they stay. They do at least one show every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule is jam-packed. They travel the country together in extreme high demand. And they also do a lot of performing on cruise ships, usually during the fall season, let's say October through December,
mm-hmm.
and then they're right back on the road in January.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider us to be extremely lucky to have them here. And as I previewed their schedule for the rest of the year, they are playing several community concert associations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're blessed to have them here in Bartlesville.
Sound like a great deal. Yeah, if you've ever been on a cruise, you'll find that cruise lines frequently you won't even have the same artists the entire, I'll say, week-long cruise.
That's true.
You know, they'll join up with some other ship at some port, and you know, ship A gets ship B's artists and vice versa. So these guys on the cruise ships, they may actually be on that ship for, you know, 2 or 3 days.
That's what I've noticed. because, of course, it lists their name, and they do. They flip-flop from one to the other, so it's almost like they start in Western Caribbean and make their way to the east.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a neat experience. I think the folks will enjoy it. Again, that show is going to be February the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts right about 7:15. Prior to that, we're doing something new this year that we haven't typically done in the past. For all of our Bartlesville Community Concert Association members, there is going to be a reception in the Lions Gallery Room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to start at 6:30 and run through 7:15. It is free of charge. And we're also opening that up to advanced ticket purchasers. So folks who purchase their tickets either online or through the Bartlesville Community Center box office,
mm-hmm.
will be able to come prior to the show at 6:30 for the wine and cheese reception. We're calling it our sweetheart reception in conjunction with Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So we'll have wine and cheese, and then we're also going to have a photo booth set up in there,
mm-hmm.
Where folks can, you know, have a good time, get their photos taken if they decide that they like those photos. Of course, they're going to be available for purchase. Our BCCA photographer, Karen Hayes, is going to take care of all of that for us.
Good.
And we're also lucky at the same time, there's a local artist, Mike Bailey's work is going to be on display there in the gallery. His work includes landscapes, wildlife, and several places that he has visited in the American West. So it'll be a neat backdrop for a conversation piece.
Visual arts and for the performing arts as well.
You
work
got
it all in there. And a little bit of great food in the process. Wow.
Yes,
were taking care of the whole individual.
It'll be a fun night. We did this as a, you know, on Valentine's Day. It's a way for couples to get together, come mm-hmm. out, have a good time, and not break the bank in the process. So yeah. We anticipate this is going to be a big show for us.
Well, and if you look at Michael Bublé's repertoire, much of what he sings fits very well into Valentine's Day. It's typically a love song. You
know? I agree. As I kind of reviewed his fan base,
yeah.
Ladies of all ages seem to just love his shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and listening to some of the live clips, watching some of the live performances, that was very indicative.
Well, good. We will encourage your Valentine's Day attendance on this one. And, you know, tune into Concert Association, just because I grew up with my folks, big supporters throughout the years, and probably got a lot of my really early, you know, musical experiences through community concerts, so I'm well
sure.
familiar with them. And you've got a board that looks at all kinds of options, as, you know, a year in advance to say, you know, we need, you know, like a group like this one, a small singing type group, and you probably look at an instrumentalist somewhere along the line and a few things, so that you're planning a varied concert season over the, in this case, five. Sometimes it's four, but typically five concerts a year.
Well, that's what we try to do, bring diversity, hit in several different genres. So, you know, it just appeals to a much broader audience. We want to, you know, not cater to one and make sure that we touch on all the different genres to get people to come out and enjoy the live music. Yeah. So, and in particular this year, of course, Shades of Buble is February 14th, and then next month in March.
We'll preview the rest of the season after we take a break, and tell you how you can have maybe season tickets for the rest of the next year's season when we continue. Just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And again, spending a little bit of time this morning with Brandon Lewis talking about the Community Concert Association, particularly the upcoming Valentine's Day concert, Shades of Buble. But I'm still reminded of a concert that happened, coming up on nearly 40 years ago now. This orchestra from New York came through and I met up with Nan Bullinger, and later on it became OK Mozart.
That's right.
You never know what these artists who are just on the cusp of really making it big, may develop because they came to Bartlesville or
whatever.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. So the Concert Association, it has spawned off several things like that have happened. And, of course, with the help of Nan Bullinger, I'm unsure of the year, early 80s, they were able to interview all of those artists, kind of start the process for what did become OK Mozart. So yeah. There's a lot of good that's come out of that.
Absolutely. You were just ready to lead into the rest of the concert season as we work our way into, the last one's in May, but let's talk about, of course, you got this one coming up with Shades of Buble for Valentine's Day, and then something in March.
We have in March on the 5th, a band called Hana Lee, that is the name of the band. They are a
Puff
Peter
the
Paul
Magic
and Mary.
Dragon, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Paul and Mary tribute. We have not hosted them before. That ought to be a really, really good concert. Mm-hmm. Thinking back in my early childhood, those songs frequented my house.
Sure.
On a regular basis. My mother was a huge, huge fan of them. It'd be interesting to see the group that comes out for that. Mm-hmm. I think we'll have a lot of parents and adult children come out together, and perhaps even grandma and grandpa.
That's right.
So, bring the whole family. And then, my kids know a lot of those songs growing up around their grandma. So
I think youngsters are at least in their early years forced to hear the music of their parents.
That is correct. Yeah, we twist their arm.
Until they get their own, for me it was a transistor radio, now it would be an iPod, but same thing.
That's right. That is right. Yeah, a little bit different delivery nowadays. No more turntables and reel-to-reels, all done digitally.
It's too bad they're missing out on a great experience. But anyway, once they start to develop their own musical tastes, but they'll still usually tolerate mom and dad's music. So
that is correct.
Hear a little bit of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And then let's see, the closing concert for the year is going to be a good one. It is Travis LeDoit, a tribute to the King, of course, referring to Mr. Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
We anticipate that to be a big show. This year, we kind of took a different spin on things when we offered up a concert sponsorship. And so for the last two shows, Peter, Paul, and Mary is still open if there is a business out there that would like to sponsor the concert. There's a lot of benefit to that, a lot of exposure for your business. And actually, the good folks out at Woolarock, Bob Frazier, has decided to go ahead and come on board for the Elvis show.
Okay.
A tribute to the King, Travis LeDoit. So he's going to come on Community Connection with me, showcase everything that's happening out at Woolarock. Lots of neat things happening out there. Of course, they just recently finished up a museum remodel.
Right, they're still actually in the process. It's not quite done yet.
That's true.
They've extended their half-price special now till Sunday, the 12th of February, so you can get into Woolarock now for half price. And
yes, sir.
Please pardon the rest of their dust for redoing the rest of the floors, but for half price, you'll take it.
Of course, Woolarock's always kind of a majestical place, growing up here in Bartlesville and being a part of that out there. It's just it's a neat place. You step out there and it's mystical.
It is.
So, and the improvements that they've made out there so far, I've visited a couple of times and it's beautiful.
It is. So, if you haven't been to Woolarock, I'll say this year, man, head out there. It's going to be a good deal for you. It's nice to have those partners with your concerts. Like you said, it's good exposure for that sponsoring business or organization. And also because it makes the whole concert season a little bit more affordable for you and me, it's a worthwhile partnership all the way around.
That is correct. So, you know, we are a nonprofit organization. We function directly. It's volunteer work from the board.
Mm-hmm.
And the board's actually grown a little bit. We have 17 or 18 members.
That's
now.
Great. Yeah.
I am just one piece of that puzzle. I am the publicity chair. Of course, I do all of these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's neat how it all comes together, and we rely heavily on the folks around town who have supported us in the past or who may be looking to support an organization such as ours. That's what keeps us going.
Are tickets for the other two performances available now as well?
They are. As soon as... typically what we do, of course, we go in order.
Mm-hmm.
If folks would like to go in and purchase tickets for the remaining two shows as kind of a partial season ticket holder.
Just saying, if they know right away that, hey, they like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and they like Elvis, then, you know.
Sure, you got it. Yeah, we're not going to turn them away. If they want to go down to the BCCA, the Bartlesville Community Center, then they can go ahead and pick those tickets up. At that point, or again, they can order them online through the website bccamusic.org. So, and then let's see, when we wrap up this season in May, we'll take a break until next September.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket sales for the upcoming season typically go on sale right around the 1st of June.
Okay.
So we have plenty of time for advanced season ticket purchases that way. Yeah, we invite everybody to come out. The organization's growing. The acts, you know, like we mentioned earlier, we're trying to be as diverse as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Get people in here for everybody, you know, so people can come out and enjoy a nice evening that's affordable and at the same time get that world-class entertainment experience. So
it really is. And of course, like you said, when we started off talking about the history of Community Concert Association, the Depression era outgrowth, and not only here in Bartlesville but across the rest of the country about that same time, it was all about making quality music affordable, and that's what you're doing today.
That's exactly right. So again, we've been functioning here in Bartlesville since the 20s. We only missed two seasons back in World War II days.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's cool that I don't think I've ever mentioned before is this is common amongst several community concert associations, is we support reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
Between us and some of the other concert associations, such as the one that we typically deal with the most is in Chanute, Kansas.
Right.
And they rarely will we have anybody even in the same genre, and we never book the same folks.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You're able to, participate here and then drive up a couple hours north and see shows up there as well.
And I think in the past, I don't know if you still offer it or not, I think there's an organization in Ponca City that you cooperate
with,
too.
It seems like this year we're not offering that.
Okay.
But we are working on that to get back on board with the reciprocity with Ponca City.
It's
as
nice.
Well.
And I know that, historically they were even closer together. Typically they would be,
That's
you know,
correct.
Sometimes only 20, 30, 40 miles apart.
But you got
As economies change, times change, tastes change.
That's it. Venues have changed. Yeah, all of those things. So it's interesting. When there are a few other community concert associations statewide, and that we're looking to partner up with. But you know, like you said, sometimes the geography can be an issue where, you know, they might be 3 hours away, 4 hours away, that type of thing. But, you know, I'm never one against that, especially in the great state of Oklahoma. We offer so many things here for the traveler. You know, we could make our way through the state, stop at some of the other small towns, eat at their restaurants, that type of thing. And it's just a win all the way around.
Okay. So if you're looking for a great Valentine's experience, you know, consider Shades of Buble.
We'd love to have you.
Now, just again, because you've got some other things going on, just the concert, and I want to make sure if somebody tuned in late that they understand that they can come for the photos and everything else.
Sure. So, again, the Sweetheart Reception is a wine and cheese reception. It's going to be in the Lions Gallery upstairs. It's going to begin at 6:30. That is for all Bartlesville Community Concert Association season ticket holders.
Okay.
And we're opening it up also to advanced ticket purchasers. So as long as you purchase tickets prior to Valentine's Day, your name's going to be put on a list. You'll just check in downstairs at the community center, and they will send you upstairs again to the Lion Gallery room. Local artist Mr. Bailey is going to that is Rod Bailey. His artwork is on display currently in the gallery, including landscapes, wildlife, and places he's visited in the American West. So yeah, it should be a great evening. We're expecting a really, really nice turnout this year, so come out and enjoy the evening with us.
Okay. It is a Valentine's Day evening, Shades of Buble. You will enjoy yourself. Get your tickets for the Bartlesville Community Center event. It's all coming up on Valentine's Day evening. Community concerts on 1400 K1.